Sex Across the Color Line is totally taboo in 1890s Deep South. And therefore, it is very eroticized. And people would travel to visit the wide variety of venues in Storyville, catering specifically to Sex Across the Color Line.
Men would flock to Storyville largely because they had one offering that was highly desirable and highly sought after, which were the octoroons. Which these days, that's a very politically incorrect term, but at the time it stood for a woman of mixed race.
There were so many people coming to New Orleans to visit that there were directories published.
These directories were called blue books.
A lot of the madams of the area created these blue books, which were guides for what was available. In it, it actually listed each house, how many girls they had, white, black, and OCT for octoroon.
Some of the specialties that might be marked would be houses where women worked across the color line and specialized in that. There were places where white men could see women of African American descent, women of African descent, and places where black men could see white women.
In most areas in the country, a black man could not sleep with a white woman, but because of this particular phenomenon and this particular experiment, that became possible. And what that does is has far-reaching effects, because people start to just subtly alter the way that they perceive the world around them.